The music of Alan Toussaint, pianist extraordinaire from New Orleans. We're all thinking about New Orleans during this 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. And on this occasion, jazz on film, the documentary Piano Players Rarely Ever Play Together. Our guest reviewer, Matthew Goldwasser, man, I'm not sure where you found this one, but what an amazing collection of New Orleans piano talent.
Yeah, it certainly is. It came out in 1982 and for decades existed only as a VHS recording. Was finally remastered and reissued as a DVD in 2011 and features three of the masters of New Orleans-style piano playing. Isidore Toots Washington, Henry Roland Byrd, a.k.a. Professor Longhair, a.k.a. Fess, and producer extraordinaire songwriter Alan Toussaint.
Now, you're going to have to explain the title of this documentary. What does it mean? Piano players rarely ever play together.
It's a quote from Alan Toussaint who says, because the film was designed around the three of them getting together to rehearse and perform, but clubs and almost never have more than one piano. And in addition to that, piano players are always working on the same night, so they very rarely ever play together.
I get it. Carlos, you've seen this documentary too. I'm new to it.
Yeah, no, I saw it when it came out. It was originally something that was produced for PBS, and it ran on PBS for a long time. This particular rendition of it, as you mentioned, is one that actually has additional time restored to it. There's some additional stuff on it. So watching it again, it was just really, really fascinating.
The director, Stevenson J. Palfy, an interesting story, his own story when you check it out. And we're going to post some links to this review at our website, KUVO.org. Let's go to a clip now and introduce you to a guy named Toots.
That's why I said it was a God's gift, because she didn't want me to play. She'd go get me a job in the hardware store and wash dishes in the cafeteria and places. See, it'd run me off the piano, but I'd stay on it every day and I would, she'd go to work. I practiced on a little everything, play the blues and play the boogie-woogie and sentimentals and everything. I'd go over everything. I played a little classics too. There's a classic. Russian Lullaby, you ever heard that?
Tell us again about this guy named Toots Washington.
At the time of the film, he was in his 70s and was considered one of the grand masters. I think he was the house pianist for one of the great hotels in New Orleans, playing solo piano and an encyclopedia of piano styles from early blues to boogie-woogie to jazz to what he called sentimentals and even classical music, as we heard in the clip.
Yeah, Toots was always high in demand, always working. He'd be working downtown, and every once in a while you'd run into Professor Uptown, you know. So it was the difference between more of a society scene and of course, the funky scene.
The club scene.
Yeah.
Matthew, this documentary actually puts these three players together, Professor Longhair, Toots Washington, and Alan Toussaint.
It does. And watching them rehearse and sharing the solo and the accompanying space is a fascinating experience to watch. Alan Toussaint sits between the two of them and in his quiet producer way tries to mediate. For Toots, there's so much music pouring out of him, it's really hard for him to kind of back off and share the space. And Fess, or Professor Longhair, who normally didn't have to play with anybody else, is shown kind of gently guiding Toots into how they can work together.
Yeah, gently guiding, at least at the beginning. But at some point in the film, which I really love this part, where Toots is kind of showing off because he really is a spectacular player. And Professor looks at him and says, "All right, now, we don't want any fancy stuff with that right hand. Just play it the way this way." You know, he just lays it on him. It's pretty funny.
The documentary we're discussing is Piano Players Rarely Ever Play Together, produced in 1982, directed by Stevenson J. Palfy. And good luck finding this DVD somewhere.
For those of you who can, it's well worth the search. And there's much more in this that we're not revealing. You can read about it in the essay.
Yeah, I think the fascinating part as well is it really documents the passing of Professor Langer, who died during the filming of this.
That's right, yeah, and we're taken into the actual funeral service and the New Orleans send-off in its traditional style. So it takes on a much more poignant and personal note than just piano players playing together.
Wow. How do we finish this? I guess the only way to finish it, the music of Professor Longhair.
Absolutely. We got to go out with the absolutely original blues boogie-woogie rumba calypso funk of Professor Longhair.
Hey, baby, is everything all right? Oh, darling, is anything all right? If I don't see you this evening, meet me tomorrow night. Well, all right. Well, all right. Well, all right.